Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Is on your mind. We are not, I repeat, not in Carrington today, only because I can't keep track of the calendar. For some reason, I thought today was April 1st, and it's tomorrow that's April 1st, and I've had it in my brain all week that, March was February or something, and didn't have a 31, so I should know the calendar better by now. But anyway, Carrington to come tomorrow on the program, and I'm really looking forward to it. It should be a blast. We're actually broadcasting live from the Central City Auto Auction up in Carrington tomorrow. Our friends from Dakota Growers Pasta Plant and Central City Grain and Central City Lumber and Central City Building and Construction have brought us up to that fine city, and we're really looking forward to it. We're going to talk to some of the folks from the Chamber and the Economic Development Corporation and the Job Development Authority, and really looking forward to being up there. So it should be a great time. And by the way, our guests will include Jimmy Kleinsasser, who is actually going to be visiting Carrington, as a matter of fact. So we're looking forward to that, and not every day that former Minnesota Viking gets back to his hometown, so it's kind of cool. Former UND Fighting Sioux as well. A lot of great memories of Jim Kleinsasser wearing the green and white, I tell you what. And we're also going to catch up with Josh Kerbaugh tomorrow. He's the head wrestling coach. You know, they're the 2015 state champions up there in wrestling. So we'll talk with him and a couple of his wrestlers tomorrow on the program. Really looking forward to that. So I'll be residing tonight at the Cobblestone Inn and in Carrington, and looking forward to meeting up with some folks at CD's Bar and Grill up there, and we'll just have a great time in Carrington tomorrow for our What's in Your Town tour. Our friends from Cloverdale, Arvid Communications, Marvin Windows, Grafton, and also Teddy's Residential Suites in Newtown and Watford City. Get us all around the state and really get a chance to find out what's going on in all these communities, and I love doing it, so really looking forward to that as well. Congressman Kevin Cramer will be joining us for the Talk Radio Town Hall on Thursday now in the first hour, as we'll be in Carrington tomorrow for the broadcast. Okay, let's talk about today, shall we? We have next hour Al Carlson, the House Majority Leader, that will join us for the first half of the hour. Looking forward to that. A lot of ground to cover with him. A lot of things happening in the state legislature, including the calendar, which looks like it's going to be shortened a little bit. Al first brought that up on this program, and we've talked with Max Schneider about it, with Senator Rich Wardner, the Senate leaders, rather, and so it looks like they're going to end early. We'll find out when and why. Coming up today on the program and other things as well. Right now, as we speak, they are debating a issue that's passed in one chamber of the legislature or the House, but is being debated now in the Senate, and that is the issue over switch in health insurance from Blue Cross Blue Shield to the Sanford Health Plan by state employees. We're going to talk about that a little bit with Al Carlson as well on the program today, and why the state legislature has seen fit to take a position on that particular issue. And I understand the folks from Sanford bust folks in from all over to have an impact today on the House legislation. I'm not sure that works, because quite honestly the legislators really see that, even like Farmers Union last Friday when they bust in folks on the debate over the corporate farming tweaks that took place in this session. You know, I think the legislators aren't dumb. They see buses out there. They kind of know what's going on. They know, I think they're a lot more influenced by folks they don't regularly hear from. And, emails, maybe a call, a coffee shop conversation over a weekend break with some folks they know about. And same thing on emails, if it's from people that, are interested for the first time. So anyway, that's happening as we speak right now. It's a big debate. A lot of people there, so that'll get a lot of coverage, but a little bit contrived, if that makes some sense. Another issue that is huge nationwide right now that also pertains to something that's happening in the legislature is this debate in Indiana right now. I'm really confused about what's going on in Indiana, okay? Because the debate is about a law they're putting in place that is for religious freedom. Has anybody read the Constitution who's critical of this bill? Let me repeat. for all the critics of the religious freedom law in Indiana, have you read the Constitution? Do you know what the Founding Fathers intended when they debated the founding of this country? You know, I find myself want to scream at every newspaper headline and television report about this to go, well, duh. You know what else is weird about Indiana? Is that the law there is similar to a law that the federal government has. You know, is Apple CEO Tim Cook ticked off about the federal government and the law that currently exists? This is all about an agenda for these folks. There's 31 states that have the same laws. Here's the deal, in my mind, and I welcome your input on this, folks. Senate Bill 2279, which narrowly passed the Senate and will come out of committee shortly, I believe. I think today sometime, and probably be on the House floor for a vote tomorrow or Thursday. They're looking at some tweaks to it, and I have actually a suggestion for a tweak. I'll do that in a moment. But Senate Bill 2279, which, for those of you that don't remember, is about adding sexual orientation to the list of things that define discrimination in North Dakota. Okay? So, you know, age and gender and, you know, all this other stuff. They want sexual orientation added as a definition of sexual orientation. Added as a discrimination item in the law of North Dakota. But sadly, I think what this bill has become, and I think what's going on in Indiana and what Apple and other CEOs are doing about Indiana and other places this debate has come up, I think it's about bullying. Honestly. I believe that's what it's what it's become. And it's bullying in the sense of if you think that you have a right to believe one thing, and live here, I'm gonna call you, you know, discriminatory. I'm gonna call you anti-gay. I'm gonna call you a homophobe. We are being bullied into submission. And I think, quite honestly, it reminds me, and this is a weird analogy, but it reminds me of the Fighting Sioux name debate. Because 99.9% of people who looked at the Fighting Sioux name didn't say that's discriminatory. They said that's an honor. You're honoring the native people in the namesake of the church. It's an honor. But then some white professors seen some outrage. A minority of Native Americans seen some outrage. And it just becomes this constant drumbeat that that's racist. That's racist. That's racist. That's racist. That's hateful. That's derogatory. And all of a sudden, people who originally were in the 99.9% just sort of get worn out by it all. They get worn down. And they go, all right, I don't want to hear about it anymore. That's fine, take the name. I don't care. Folks, if you don't wake up and engage in these debates, if you don't fight back against the bullying, you'll wake up one day and not have anything that the Founding Fathers envisioned in the way of rights for you. Now, I believe with every fiber in my being, nobody should be mistreated. And that's the word I wish we'd use rather than discriminated against, okay? Because what does the word discriminate mean? I'm going to decide who my customers are. I'm going to make a choice between this or that, okay? Discriminate sounds hurtful and hateful. You're bad. You're awful. I don't believe any of us should say you're lesser than because of your sexual orientation. You're lesser than because of your religion. You're lesser than because of, you know, okay. On the other hand, when for instance, your sexual orientation now trumps my religious beliefs. To the point where if I run the KC Hall in Bismarck and you decide you want to have a same-sex celebration there, I'm unable to say, no, I'd rather you find some other place without being called a criminal. That's wrong. That's wrong. And so much of the debate over this is erroneous. The newspapers have it wrong. Seattle's mayor has it wrong. Al Sharpton has it wrong. Tim Cook at Apple has it wrong. This is not about serving a hamburger, renting a hotel room, or getting a taxi ride, or renting an apartment. As long as it's in a major apartment complex and not a basement in my home or a room in my house or whatever. It's not about any of that. All of that are protected. And these folks know better. This is about a group of folks who want special privilege, elevated status, and want to use the power of government to punish those who wish to exercise their First Amendment rights. Read the Constitution. That's my view. I want yours. I have an idea on Senate Bill 2279. I'll share it to you.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and Rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
Here's a word from our Go Bison sponsor, the First International Bank of Trust, bringing you the studios live from Frisco, Texas today. You know, the heritage of First International Bank is really something when you think about it. They've been doing this since 1910, delivering on that mission of helping dreams come true, one customer at a time, banking locally, responsibly, just as they always have. They continue to make that a priority, support individuals and communities where they live and work, with 22 locations, 16 in North Dakota, 3 in Minnesota, 3 in Arizona. We're talking about local lenders, personal bankers, trusted investment representatives, mortgage officers, insurance agents. And coming in 2015, an exciting year for First International Bank of Trust, a new location in Minot and North Hill. And look for another location in the home state of North Dakota for breaking ground as well. Continually looking for new products and services to offer you their wonderful customers. Whether you need personal, business, or farm credit, the local lenders will provide personal, professional attention and walk you through all types of loans available to help you choose the best fit. And Go Bison from First International Bank and Trust.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
You know, I was thinking it was an odd comparison, that whole Fighting Sioux thing, to the current debate over religious freedom in Indiana and what's happening in North Dakota with Senate Bill 2279. But actually, the NCAA is in Indiana, and everybody is now wondering when the NCAA is going to move the 2016 Women's Final Four and the 2021 Men's Final Four out of Indianapolis, or move its headquarters, for that matter, out of Indiana. and because of this law. So they'll get wrapped into this one before too long as well. Here's my idea. Maybe what we ought to do, and I ask you, the audience, about this. If the legislature wants to pass Senate Bill 2279, that, again, the bill that adds sexual orientation to the list of items that define discrimination in law in North Dakota, which critics say will open up this Pandora's box of all kinds of lawsuits over, okay, fine, I want it, you got to give it to me. You can't, Mr. Baker, you can't refuse to make a cake for my gay wedding. Madam Florist, you can't refuse to give love, or I'll sue you. And, the list goes on and on and on and on and on. Maybe what we ought to do, since we don't currently have it, is maybe what we ought to do what Indiana has done. Maybe we ought to add into Senate Bill 279 protections in the religious freedom area as well. What do you think? And I'm dead serious. Because the odd part of this Indiana debate, what they have, 31 states have. And so does the federal government. But North Dakota doesn't. Do you want them? You tell me at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. And when you call, you have two options. You can press 1, leave a message. You can press 2 and chat with us live on the air today on the program. Okay? What else we have for you today? Next hour, I mentioned Al Carlson will be here on this and other issues. Also, we're going to talk about a growing controversy over Ducks Unlimited funding employees in the federal government that are making wetlands decisions. How does that work? North Dakota grain growers Dan Wagsland joins Pete Hannibut, Director of Public Policy for the North Dakota Farm Bureau, next hour to talk about that issue. Pay some attention to that today on the program as well. And I have another issue I want to get to if we have time here, and that is I'm really confused. Confused on a lot of things today, as you can tell, and in search of the insight of this awesome audience on what's on your mind. But why is it that the people who detest and protest about crude oil traveling by rail also oppose the pipelines that would take it off the rail? How can that be? Chris Berg from the Valley News Live does the Point of View show, interviewed the Speaker of the House in Minnesota, where this issue is a hot-button debate yesterday. And Kurt Dowd said the Sandpiper pipeline would take 80% of the crude traveling through Minnesota off of rail lines. But the extreme environmentalists oppose it in Minnesota. What the heck does that give? So, a couple questions for you to ponder. Do these critics want safer transport of crude oil by rail? Or do they simply want no crude by rail? And if so, why aren't they pressing for expanding pipeline projects? Maybe, just maybe, correct me if I'm wrong, they're greenies that just use any tool they can to try and stop oil and gas production. They hate oil and gas development, no matter what. And you'll never please them, no matter conditioning, stabilization, reroutes, more first responder training. Maybe that's the answer. Something else on my mind today. Let's get to the phones here this morning. We're going to go to Conway in Fargo and then Brian in Jamestown. Conway, you're first up. Thanks for waiting. What's on your mind?
Well, I was thinking to myself, it seems that this people like the gays that want you to make a cake for them or something like that, it seems almost hateful or hurtful or disrespectful for your religion. And I was thinking, I know the target people, the Muslims at the counter didn't have to ring up pork or any pork products, and then they moved them around and accommodated them. And if I was to go to a grocery store and say, you need to show me where the pork is, and you need to put the pork in my basket, or even, if they wanted to find somebody else to find me the pork, I'd find it very disrespectful for me to do that. I think it'd be almost hurtful, and even though I'm not Muslim, I don't have such a hate or disrespect for the religion that I would do something so hateful as to purposely say, no, you have to go grab me the pork. And that's what I kind of was thinking.
Okay, I got the analogy on, the pork example from the thing. I didn't on the other. So what are you saying it would be? You're saying from the perspective, if I happen to be gay and I go to Conway's Bakery and say, you're going to make the cake, whether you like it or not, that I'm being hateful to you? Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying I own the bakery, and I say, this against my religion, but here, I'll show you. Here's a list of bakeries that will make it for you, and they'll do a fine job, and I really like their business, and just give them, but it's against my religion. And that would seem appropriate enough. And yet, at the same time, we don't get all upset when Muslims won't serve our pork, or it seems like the left seems to protect one and not the other, and I just want
that's a fair point. Yeah, it is. I hear you. And you know what? It is bullying in my mind. They are bullies, and they're very good bullies. Because, I mean, if you say, hey, I don't hate anybody. Okay? I don't hate anybody. They're human beings. And quite honestly, I think we spend way too much time in this country talking about sexual orientation and about people who find themselves in same-sex relationships. Because it's a small sliver of population. And yet it consumes all this oxygen. Why? Because they wanted to. Because they want to put it in your face, number one. They want to normalize it. Number two, they want special protections. And this debate in North Dakota is one very thing. But it
never stops. It's always the first step. And then it's one more thing. And then one more thing. Clinton himself, they're pointing out the Democrats signed this bill making a protection for the Christianity. And now the same Republicans are doing the exact same thing. And they're attacking it.
Yeah.
So it never ends. It's always the first step. And then it's the next step and the next step. And now everything is so much more important than your beliefs. So
no,
I agree with you on that.
Conway, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Brian Jamestown, let's get you in here.
Good morning, Scott. I don't think we need the legislation. I mean, I'm not gay or anything like that, but I don't agree with a couple of premises. I mean, if we're not going to contract or provide a service to somebody because of their sexual orientation, then all the farmers need to put the combines away. The contractors need to quit building houses. Everybody needs to quit doing what they're doing, because at some point, the gay person is going to use that product, live in that house. You know what I mean? I don't know if it's feasible to, whether you call it discriminate or whatever. I just don't think that's actually going to be a possibility throughout your whole life. You're just going to be able to go, well, that doesn't comply with what my religion tells me. That being said, what if this was switched around? What if it was a person who was gay who provided a service that you really needed, and say you disagreed with that person? Would you still contract with that person? What if it was?
Interesting debate. Thanks, Brian. More coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better. Look for the red, white, and blue and fill up. They connect North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields, and you get choice at the pump and great deals all day, every day at PetroServe USA locations. I love the 4 for $4 deal. That's where you get a personal pan, hot stuff pizza, two cookies, plus your choice of coffee or soda, 20-ounce soda or coffee, 4 items for $4. Choice of cookies, too. What kind of pizza do you like? It is fantastic. A single-item pizza, two cookies, coffee or soda, 4 for $4 at PetroServe USA locations. Here's another great deal. All month long, Deli Express Big Chuck sandwiches, $2.89 to $3.59. The Cattleman, $2.89. The Trade Winds teas are only 69 cents. Hershey Assorted Mini King Size Bars, 2 for $2.50. Or the Jack Links, the Squatch Sticks are 99 cents. At a PetroServe USA location near you. Stop in and see them. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
North Dakota Farm Bureau brings you today's What's on Your Mind. North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice of agriculture in our great state. That's right. And, of course, agriculture is a big, big, big part of North Dakota. We're going to be joined by Pete Hanneman next hour from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. He's bringing Dan Wajlin with him from the North Dakota Grain Growers. And we are going to talk a little bit about a conservation concern right now with conservation controversy. There you go. Try and say that one a few times. Yes, exactly. Anyway, including DU employees embedding with the federal government and making their wetlands decisions. So we'll chat about that coming up on the program as well. Agriculture, an important industry in North Dakota, and North Dakota Farm Bureau is important to agriculture. Check them out at ndfb.org. Make sure you check out those membership benefits, too. 800-279. I keep saying 800-279. Where's that number coming from, Todd? Totally out of thin air. Second time I've said it today. I have no idea. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We're talking about the controversy in Indiana over religious freedom laws that some are saying are dangerous. Yeah, that's what Tim Cook, the CEO of Apple, had to say. As he spoke out, standing up in this new wave of legislation. I love Apple products. I'm not much on lectures from the CEOs of the companies. I wish they'd, work on iPhone 7, not on getting involved in debates, and the bully brigade. Okay, I don't need it. I don't need more bullying. I really don't. And that's in my view what's happening here. If you're against in North Dakota Senate Bill 2279, you're anti-gay. That's what they say. That's just. You know, and same thing in Indiana. The really bizarre thing in Indiana is that this is federal law. And what the earlier caller was saying, Bill Clinton, was for this legislation. The Defense of Marriage Act, remember it? Barack Obama was elected President of the United States in support of exactly what these people are now opposing. He flip-flopped, of course, but, you know, that was for political convenience later. But he was elected on this legislation. Exact same thing. Isn't it amazing? Here North Dakota is currently debating a bill that would remove protections and bring about all kinds of lawsuits while Indiana's adding them, and by the way, adding themselves to umpteen states that have them in the federal government. A few comments on Facebook on this. Todd says, I'm with you. I like Apple's products. But not their support for homosexual causes. Well, Dine says, your religious beliefs are only discriminatory if you use them to discriminate. Okay, but who defines discriminate? Young lady. And what is discriminate? If I own a bakery and you come to me and say, I want to, you being a individual that is looking for a cake for a same-sex celebration, I said, sorry, I'm going to direct you elsewhere. Have I discriminated against you? Or have I simply said, gosh, you know, every fiber of my being just says that's wrong, so I don't want to participate in your ceremony, but, you know, wish you well. I think how you do this is so very important. And one of the earlier callers was going to that point. You know, I mean, in other words, if you're sticking a sign in the door that says no gays allowed, look, you're being a creep. Okay? You're being a jerk. In my mind. But, you know, if it's very obvious someone's coming in looking for something that you provide in the way of a service. Now, there's a lot of things you can't do. You can't refuse service to people at a restaurant. You can't, again, refuse to let them live in an apartment complex. You can't refuse them a hotel room. You can't. I mean, I'm not suggesting any of that. You know, there's some common sense that you can use here, folks, without question. And how you use it is important. Human beings. I started to say before the break, we just spend too much time on this. We really do. But we're not the reason. We spend so much time on it. The bullying is why we spend so much time on it, in my view. And I want to know what you think of the idea, since we are currently, I mean literally as we speak, in a House committee, and soon, maybe tomorrow or the day after, on the House floor in North Dakota, will be a bill that says, okay, let's add to the list of what defines discrimination in North Dakota. And right now, sexual orientation isn't on the list. They want it on the list. Fine. Put it on the list. And then also, let's do this. Let's add the protections like they have in Indiana, religious freedom. And then you protect religious freedoms, which the founding fathers wanted, and you give the bullies what they're looking for. All right? Does that make sense? Would you be in favor of that? I'd be all for that. Tell me what you think. 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Contrary to what the newspapers and, you know, all these activists are saying, this is not about serving someone a hamburger or renting a hotel room or getting a taxi ride. It is not. All right? Get the facts on this before you go there. Okay. I didn't read very many comments today because I'm doing a lot of filibustering. I'll stop. John says, Christians are open game for their beliefs. The media doesn't tell you that Islam also forbids homosexuality. If an Islam business refuses to serve gays, it'll never make the news. But Christians will be burned at the stake of political correctness. I believe this is the beginning of a time of great trial for Christians. In America, the media and the courts every day, they try to demonize us and take away our rights. And in the Middle East, they're slaughtered by radical Muslims. Stay strong, Christians, and you will be rewarded, but not on this increasingly wretched planet, says John. Sandra says, our president and governor took the oath of office on a Bible. That should be honored. Get on board, North Dakota, along with the other states that see the big picture. Stephen's on the Bakken. What's on your mind?
I'm wondering, as a contractor, if I raise my rates so I'm priced myself out of the market, does that make me a racist or whatever term you want to use? Because I'm not denying the service, I'm just making it too expensive.
Raise your rates for just one particular individual?
Yeah, I do video work, so I don't have a set price. I just look at the time that it's going to take me to do the project and charge according to that. But if I make it outrageous, is that illegal? Am I racist then?
Well, it would be racist, but you're talking about, like, for instance, if I came to you and said, hey, Stephen, I want you to film my event. It's going to be 2 hours long. What's the price? And because I'm heterosexual, you charge me $100. But if someone comes and says, I'd like you to film my same-sex wedding, it'll take 2 hours. You're going to say, oh, it's $1,000. Is that what you're suggesting?
Yeah, something like that. Is that make me a racist?
Well, I don't know.
Saying,
I don't know. Makes you a racist. I think it would land you in court if if the law passes. You know, without question. I think you'd just finding another way around it. Again, I think Stephen ought to be able to decide who his customers are in that particular example. I would hope you'd do it with some kindness, with some Christian love to someone who might be different than you, but that you don't want to hate. You just simply want to explain that, you know, doing what you're asking me to do would violate my religious beliefs, so therefore I'm not going to be able to serve you, but there are other people that do what I do, so I hope you find one. You know, I think that'd be the better approach. John in Minot, what's your take? You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Well, I figure if you force me by law to bake you a cake because of my religion, I am the one being discriminated against.
According to the Founding Fathers, you sure are, but not according to where this freight train is going.
Yeah, I think they're all screwed up myself, actually.
But you make a pretty good point. Who's doing the discriminating here? Gary in Warroad, Minnesota, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, a person has a right to decide what business they want to go to and do business with. Shouldn't the business have the same right to decide to who they
want to
serve?
They have the same freedom that the person walking in the door has.
Yes. I mean, it works both ways.
Yeah. Makes sense, Gary, to me. But again, not to these folks. Paul in Moorhead, you're next.
Hi. I was just thinking political affiliation should be added to that list, too, because if I was wanting to get a special cake made for a little tea party get-together, I would think it was terribly brutal if I wasn't able to get that at any particular bakery I wanted. That's it.
Well, see, you're making a humorous point, but
it's a very valid point. I mean, that could be the next thing.
It is.
There are all sorts of differences that need to be accounted for, not just a few.
That list is going to get long. Yes, Paul, thank you. John in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, Scott. One thing I'm not hearing from a lot of your listeners and calling in is, or the one thing I guess I should say that I am hearing is that all of them are saying, I'm not gay. Well, why don't you start talking to some gay people about this? Why don't you start talking about some of these guys who have been denied some of these services about where they can live, where they can eat, where they can go? I mean, for Pete's sakes, if somebody said, oh, you're a Republican, you can just leave my building right now, well, then you guys would be having a hissy fit about it and calling people to boycott that business. I mean, I hear you talk about, like, MSNBC every day. I mean, come on.
You hear me talking about MSNBC every day.
Not you personally, but your side of the aisle.
I don't know that I do, but they're pretty much ignored. But I would say this.
I was going to say, do they have any ratings anymore?
I would say this, John. I have made your point. We invited the Human Rights Coalition and the ACLU on and said, I want to meet these people. I want to hear from them. I want to talk to them. Tell me where they've been wronged. And the only thing they could come up with was two guys that they use as an example who they claimed were evicted from their apartment because they wouldn't go to church, which the landlord asked them to do, which, by the way, would have made the landlord in violation of law that already exists. So there have not been examples that have come forward, but I certainly welcome them. I just don't think it happens, John, to the degree they're explaining it happens. I think that's why they want special protections, which are, I've said all along, this is a solution in search of a problem. I'll give you the last word.
I do have friends who have been denied jobs and denied certain businesses just because they have been gay. And I just, you know, when you guys start throwing around that you feel like...
Scott, has that happened with your sister? You have a gay sister. Has that happened with her?
That's, by the way... Already against the law, John, just so you know.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hey, Scott Hinton here to let you know, spring's right around the corner. You may think I know that because the pitchers and catchers are reporting to spring training, right? Well, that helps, but when my friends at Chase on the Lake let me know about their great spring break specials, I know spring is so close you can taste it. If you're looking for a fabulous getaway this spring, check out everything Chase on the Lake's offering. Enter the promo code SCOTT, get 3 nights at a classic condo, 50% off the bowling, 25% off the spa treatment Sunday through Thursday, and when two adults have an entree at the 502 restaurant, two kids get a meal for free, $333 for everything in the beautiful Chase condos with the nice bedrooms, the full kitchens, fireplaces, pull-out sofas, flat screens, TVs. There's something for everyone at Chase. Downtown Walker's a block away. The award-winning Aveda Spa, the indoor pool, the plunge pool, the game room. This spring, head over to the shores of Leech Lake and book your stay at Chase on the Lake. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott. 3 nights at a classic condo, $333 with everything. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Capture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Eleven before the top of the hour, brought to you today by the North Dakota Farm Bureau, NDFB.org, NDFB.org, bringing ag home. Check it out. Membership benefits include next time you buy a GMC, Chevy, Buick, you know what? You're going to get yourself a heck of a deal on that truck, so check that out at NDFB.org. It's above all the dealer discounts, too, so it's a really, 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 really good deal. All right, we're also brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow.com. That's right. If you want a good night's sleep, you got to do this. You got to get MyPillow. I told the story yesterday of Karen from Bismarck, who sent us that note about how her husband used to snore like crazy. In fact, first day after he gets the pillow, she thought he was dead because the guy was making no noise. Snoring gone. If you snore, someone you love snores, get a MyPillow and get the Scott and Todd deal by calling them up, and you'll get that heck of a deal. 2-for-1 on the original, it's actually the classic pillow it's called. That's the original classic pillow. 800-506-9028 or mypillow.com, promo code Scott, savings of 50% when you call. And tell them Scott sent you. Okay, back to the phones. By the way, before the break, who was the guy that called there? Paulie? I think it was Paulie. That called and said, you know, why don't you get some people on that have been going through all these horrible things, claim to know a bunch of people that it happened to. Trust me, this lobby is so good. They are vintage bullies. We would know them by name if this stuff actually existed. All right? Because it isn't as though they're not afraid to hey, I am who I am, and this is my sexual orientation, right? I have asked for that. I open invitation on the program. You will get treated with great respect. Listen, I as Todd mentioned before the break, I have a sister. My baby sister Nancy is gay. I love this woman. She is wonderful. She has these two precious nieces of ours. She's a sweetheart, okay? And her and I have this conversation all the time. Nancy, you know I love you. Absolutely. But I also believe that, you know, a same-sex relationship is wrong. No different than I do if a neighbor is flirting around with his secretary. Or, you know, the problem is, it is a sin that is no worse or no better than any other sin, in my view, with my beliefs, my religious beliefs, okay? However, the vast majority of time when it comes to political issues related to a sin is on this topic, mostly because the bullies want to you know, redefine marriage as an example. And again, have this idea that it has to be in your face. I don't have heterosexual parades, right? It's the gay pride parade. That's their game. That's their game. And that's why we end up having to talk about it as much as we do. But if you have been mistreated, if something in Senate Bill 2279 would make your life better and wrong, or right, rather a wrong, let us know. Call. You'll get great respect here. It's my solemn pledge. If you disagree, you will be treated with respect here. Ray, what's on your mind?
Well, if this legislation is passed and signed by the governor, will that mean schools, daycares, and parents that are looking for babysitters are going to have to hire pedophiles and NAMBLA members?
Well, I don't know. That might be the. I will tell you this though: the argument that you're making is the Pandora's box that many who will vote no on this legislation when it comes up are raising as issues. What will it mean? And that's the problem. That's why I think at a bare minimum we ought to have Indiana-like protections that are the same as the federal government's protections and the same as a bunch of other states. I see one place, 31 states, I see another 19. So I don't know how many states have the protections. North Dakota does not, but they ought to be added. Randy in Fargo, what's on your mind?
Well, a couple of things. I caught into this conversation, you know, late, but in reference to the guy that was making the comment about what if I charge this customer this much money for this job and a different customer, you know, a different amount for the same kind of job, I wanted to add that I was in the service business for a number of years. I won't get too specific about it, but I got a lot of work because contractor X, Y, and Z did not want to do these particular types of jobs. And so I picked up all of that work simply because these people didn't want the work and they bid them just ridiculously high so no one would ever hire them to do that work. My question for you is, how is that any different than somebody who doesn't want to bake a cake for this guy but would be perfectly happy with baking a cake for this other guy? You know what I'm saying? Right.
No, I don't necessarily. Say how you, I mean, are you talking, in other words, I see what you're saying, that if I own a bakery and I just simply, for my religious beliefs, do not want to participate in same-sex ceremonies, okay, that is going to be a benefit to the bakery down the street that doesn't care. I get that, and that's fine. I mean, to me, it's freedom. I'm not saying, you know, I want bakeries, you know, and florists to put up big signs saying, gays, stay away. I'm just saying they ought to be free to exercise their own religious beliefs in the America I know and love. That's all I'm saying.
Right. Yeah, putting a sign in your door stating that, no, that's discrimination and it's wrong and should not be tolerated at all. But for someone not wanting to do this particular job and deciding they don't want that job and they'll price themselves out of that work, I don't see a problem with that, because that is what kept me alive for 20 years.
Yeah, and you're saying, not wanting to, they didn't want to work, and you got work out of it, so that was an okay thing. But I guess the difference is why are they doing what they're doing? Randy, appreciate the call. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Busy program today. Don't go away. Al Carlson's next up.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Did you know MyPillow is the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation? It has a patented interlocking fill and adjusts to any sleep position. MyPillow stays cool, so there's no tossing and turning. They are machine washable and dryable, just like your favorite pair of blue jeans, and they are non-allergenic. MyPillow will not go flat. There is a 10-year warranty and a 60-night money-back guarantee, less shipping and handling. Get the pillow Scott sleeps on. Right now, MyPillow is offering 2-for-1 pillows. That is a savings of 50% off when you call 800-506-9028. That's 800-506-9028. Or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code SCOTT. Once again, that is a savings of 50% off when you call 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. Or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code SCOTT.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoins by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.